They have kind of a big thing under their chin-like thing here, but they're small. But they do make noise.
They're strange
quite
little
noise.
Creatures, aren't
they? They really are.
If Lester went out and got worms and bought some minnows to take fishing, what would you say he was going to use them for?
To catch fish. I don't know what you're trying to get me to
say. Well, you say he'd have to go out and get some.
He would be getting bait to go fishing.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Okay.
And if he took the boat out and went to put it in the water, you'd say he was going to do what to the boat?
Well, he'd be going to launch it, I suppose. And that would be when he'd be going to put out a trot line, and that I don't like.
Gee, that catches the fish, though.
Oh, I know it.
Then they have to be cleaned.
Yes. That's one good thing about Lester, though, and his fishing and his hunting. He cleans all of his...
Well, I think that's the way it should be.
Yes, I do, too. There are fellas around here, though, the ranchers, you know, who are friends of Lester's, that, you know, he's just been here so long and knows all of these fellas so well that he has an advantage over getting to fish in some of the ponds and getting to hunt, you know, on some of their land. but he always, I know we have these friends who live at Ralston, whose name is... And do you know that she cleans the quail when he brings them home?
Good heavens,
she really does. Yes, it is.
Oh, I'd like that, I think.
Cleaning the quail?
No, having someone else do it.
Well, listen, I'd told them. I haven't started it. And I had told Lester, I just told him any number of times that if he didn't intend to clean it, there wouldn't be any point in using his shells. Get them. After he brings them home. But I don't want to start that, and I hope I don't have to. Of course, you know, as you get older, he might change a little bit. If he gets any fatter, he's going to change worse, because I tell you, we have to put his shoes on now.
What would you call little fish that he would use for bait?
Minnows.
And these little creatures that live in the mud and the water and swim backwards have claws up in front of them?
Mm-hmm. I call them crawdads.
Uh-huh. And,
now he seines for those. He has a seine that he uses to try to get those, get crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thinks there's I don't know if he's just kidding me or not, but he thinks there's a specialty in finding a white crawdad. Is that right?
Well, the shell is softer on those, I think.
Well, anyway, he found a place not too awful long ago, and he said, Calvin, just think there's white crawdads in that deal. Yeah.
Huh.
It's a pond that I think he found up on top of the hill at Sperry, way back from where our production is.
I see he runs the leases and then he prowls, huh?
Gets into those ponds all the way here and there.
Well, that's good. That's excellent.
Well, it's on top of that hill where we own the land too, where Lester has the leases. See, not any of these other places where we have leases do we own the land.
Uh-huh.
It's just the lease, no matter what. But it's down there on that hill. That's where I'd like to have my house. It's close enough to Tulsa. I'm sure that they'll be out that direction.